today. We're going to segue a little bit from Tefillah to talk a little bit some Hilchos Brachos. I ran out of Hilchos Tefillah topics that didn't seem to be discussed so much. This one has been discussed a bunch of times, and if you go on YouTube, I'm sure there's a bunch of shiurim about it, but I think putting it together in a bit of a different way is important to be aware of. So we're going to discuss a little bit about Pasuba B'Kisnin, and what the proper bracha is on pizza and those types of foods. But we'll see a little bit of a nuance as we go on. So the Shulchan Aruch goes a bit out of order, because when the Shulchan Aruch discusses Pasuba B'Kisnin, before telling you what Pasuba B'Kisnin is, it tells you what bracha to make on Pasuba B'Kisnin. So we're going to go out of order, because how could you know what to do with Pasuba B'Kisnin before you know what Pasuba B'Kisnin is? So in Kuf Samaches, in Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Pasuba B'Kisnin, Yesh Mefarshim Pas She'asui Kamin Kisim, Shemalamo Som Dvash O'Sukar Ve'Gozim Mushkeidon U'Tvalim. Some say that Pasuba B'Kisnin is dough that's made like a pocket, and you fill it with honey or sugar or nuts and spices. B'Yesh Omer, my second opinion is that it's an Isa She'erev Badvash O'Shemen O'Chalav O'Mine Tavlam Va'afa. The dough itself, when you made the dough, instead of just mixing water with flour, you put in some type of sweetener, honey, oil, milk, in order to bake it. And the Mechaber adds, V'hushiyad tam tarobes amayaperis o'atavlan nikar be'isa. You have to be able to taste that sweetness. So, you know, as we'll discuss, sometimes they put fruit juice into the pizza to try and get it into this category of Pasuba B'Kisnin. But according to the Mechaber, if you can't taste the fruit juice, so then it doesn't help you. You have to actually taste it. It also has to, the Ramah says, there has to be Yeshua'im harbe tavlan odvash v'mina masika. There has to be a lot of it. And it has to be the ikar. So according to the Ramah also, it's not enough that you taste it. It has to actually have the majority of it is fruit juice. So maybe they do that. And the third opinion, v'yeshua'im farsham shu pas v'yeshua'im tu belas v'yeshua'im chenu v'yeshua'im ka'avim v'yeshua'im v'yeshua'im kosim osam. Crackers. So we have three opinions as to what possible the kisnin is. A pie type food, a cake type food, or a cracker type food. Those are the three opinions. And the Mechaber says, V'halacha k'divrei kulam. The halacha is that they're all correct. Shelechol elu hadvarim nostim lehem dinim she'amarnu b'pasuba b'kisnin. That each of these three is going to have the halacha of pasuba b'kisnin, which we discussed in Siv Zayin, which we'll get to momentarily, what the halacha actually is regarding these things. So what does it mean when the Mechaber says, V'halacha k'divrei kulam? So there's two ways of understanding what it means when the Shulchan Aruch says halacha kedivrei kulam. One possibility is that it's based off of the rules of safek brachos lahakel, that whenever we have a doubt as to the halacha in brachos, so we go like the lenient opinion. And since there's a machlokes, what the actual definition of pasuba b'kisnin is, if the food item meets any of these three criteria, so then you could say safek brachos lahakel, and you won't have to wash on this item. You'll say it's a mezonos food. And this is what the Beis Yosef sounds like when Yosef Kara in the Beis Yosef writes it. He says that you could treat the food item as possible b'kisnin is if it has any one of these criteria. So if you have a cracker, it's going to be mezonos. If you have a pie, it's going to be mezonos. If you have a cake, it's going to be mezonos. You're always going to assume it's possible b'kisnin. That's one approach. But another possibility is that when he says halacha kedivrei kulam, he doesn't mean that there's a machlokes. There really is no machlokes regarding possible b'kisnin. They all agree, these are each definitions of a snack food. A cracker is a snack food, a cake is a snack food, a pie is a snack food. And any time you have a snack food, that's going to fall into the category of pasuba b'kisnin. And if something is a meal food, so then you're going to have to wash on it. That's going to be real bread. And that's what this second approach would say. That it has to be, these are just criteria of something being called a snack food. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Beir Halacha points out that these two approaches are actually a machlokes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Maamar Mordechai. So how would this affect pizza? So according to the first approach, pizza could be one of the categories. It could be a pie. It's just, I think Rav Schechter always says, instead of the cheese and the sauce being in the pie, so it's on top of the pie. So okay, it's just a pie. It's the first category. Or if they throw fruit juice in it, a lot of fruit juice in it, so then it will be the second criteria of pasuba b'kisnin. So if we go with this first approach, that really it's a machlokes, and as long as it falls into the category of one of these three, it's going to be pasuba b'kisnin. So pizza would seem to be pasuba b'kisnin. But according to the second approach, that it's a meal food versus snack food, so then you have to look at pizza and decide, is pizza a meal food or is pizza a snack food? And most would probably assume that pizza itself is a meal food, and therefore you would have to wash on it no matter what, according to the second opinion. This will also affect Mizonos rolls, right? Whenever we fly on a plane, we get the rolls that say it's Mizonos rolls, so that's because they put a ton of fruit juice in it. So according to the first opinion, you would seem to be okay. We'll see why you're not really, but you would seem to be okay with not washing on these rolls because they're possible bakistan. But according to the second approach, a roll is a meal food, and therefore you're going to have to wash on it no matter what. There's a support for this in the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes Magen Avraham. He says this, that if it's a food that's generally eaten as a meal, then you have to wash no matter what. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Ber Halacha brings the Taz who disagrees, but we have this machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. So again, if you take the second approach, then pizza you're going to have to wash no matter what. If you take the first approach, so then it will be called possible b'kissin. So let's say we take the first approach, and it's called possible b'kissin. So what are the halachas of possible b'kissin? So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Zayin, in Sif Vav, says possible b'kissin, mevarech alav borer minim mizonos. Vim achal mimenu shir she'acherim regilin likboa alav, afal pisha hu lo sava mimenu, mevarech alav hamotzi uberchas hamazon. If you eat enough that people eat it as a meal, so then you'd have to wash on it instead. So again, if we take this first approach and we're within pizza and we're saying it's possible with kisnin, so if you eat a meal's worth, you have to wash on it. If you don't eat a meal's worth, so then you would just make a mizonos. So what is a meal's worth? What does it mean to be koveya suda? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Dalid says, the shir is kasu achronim, hine le'inyan eru v'tach Tchumin, the Siman Shin Samaches, Isa Deshir Suda Hu Shalosh Arba Beitzim. Okay, three or four Beitzim worth. Kasa, Kama Achronim, Duadin Khan Chasha Bazet Shir Kviya Suda. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes one opinion, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Birkei Yosef, and others, who say, well, how do we know what a meal's worth is? I don't know. Let's look in other areas of Halacha. Kol Turu Kulanyan and Inyan Echadhu. So we find this concept of a meal's worth by Irve Tchumin, that it's called a certain amount of Beitzim. So then, maybe we'll say the same thing is true over here. But then he quotes the other Achronim and the Gra, who say, no, you don't make a hamotzi unless it's a shir suda kavua, shehu shel erev avoker, which is the main suda that you eat. And that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says in multiple places as well. So it could be we need to know, we need to measure each time we eat pizza, is it three or four beitzim? Or maybe it's whatever is considered the normal meal, because they used to eat two meals a day. So whatever a full meal in the morning, a full meal at night would be. So if we're following the first approach, that pizza is possible with kisnin. So we say that you only wash on it if it's a meal's worth. So how much is a meal's worth? So this, we have a variety of opinions. Rav Moshe Feinstein, even though it's not written anywhere, but it was been quoted many times in Piyah Shmua, said that in America, one slice is mizonos and two slices is hamotzi. The Star case says this as well. One slice is mizonos, and two slices and something else is hamotzi. It's not enough. If you just eat two slices, that's still mizonos. Two slices and fries, or two slices and something else. Why? Because they said they went to, there were at least, I don't know how many years ago, there were four pizza stores in Baltimore, and they went to the four different pizza stores in Baltimore, and they took a poll of the people who were sitting there and eating dinner, and they asked them, what did you get for dinner? And it was two slices and something else. I always had a kasha on this because I thought in every pizza store, like the student deal or the lunch deal is always two slices and a soda. It's not two slices and and fries. So it would seem that a standard meal is two slices and a drink. But then some people say, no, the only reason that people buy that is because that's what the restaurant is offering. If they would offer two slices and fries as a deal, they would buy two slices and fries. So I don't know. But either way, the Star case says it needs to be two slices and something else. It's not enough. If you just have two slices, you wouldn't wash on it. I remember on NC Svaykolov 22 years ago in Efrat, there was a sign in the pizza store that Rabbi Riskin said you only wash on three slices, also not on two slices. So you have a variety of opinions as to what's considered a meal if you go with this first approach. It's also important to be aware that the Ber Halacha points out that there's different categories of people. Elderly people are different than young people. And what's normal meal for a kid is different than a normal meal for an adult. So if a kid only eats one slice every time they eat, so that's their meal. So you're not going to say, oh, you don't have to wash on it. It's only, that's not a shir kviya suda. No, that's a shir kviya suda for a kid. Rav Bodner in his Hilchos Brachos brings from Rosh Hashanah that women are a different category also. They eat smaller amounts than men. And it could be that, you know, maybe, I don't know, younger girls are different than younger boys, and, you know, you have to know how you define these categories, but the Berelacha points that out.
Also, Israel, that's more than two.
For sure, yeah.
Because
they're smaller?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it depends what size pie you're getting. So, you know, it really depends on each situation if you're going with this first approach. So again, in terms of pizza, you have the poskim in YU at least, you know, Rav Schechter, Rav Sobolevsky, and Rav Willig, they all say you wash on any amount of pizza because they go with the second approach. But, you know, it gets annoying if, you know, you're sitting with friends and eating and you just want to have a small piece of pizza and then you would have to wash on it, so obviously you wouldn't do it. But that's taking that second approach that you go with snack food versus meal food. Pizza's a meal food, and therefore you'd have to wash on it. The Star K, Rav Moshe Feinstein, say that it depends whether you're Kovei Asuda on it. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the quoted in the Brachos book, also says that in Eretz Yisrael, most people eat pizza as a meal, so you need to wash on it. But he wasn't sure what they do in America. But there's another issue that you need to deal with, even if you're going with this first approach. That it's all based off the Kviya Suda, am I Kaveh Suda on it or not? You still have another issue. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that other foods combine for the Shir Kviya Suda as well. And if you eat Pasva B'Kisnin in place of bread, together with foods that are normally eaten with a meal, so that count towards the Shir as well. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it has to be, you know, a food you would eat with Pasva B'Kisnin. But let's say, you know, you're having crackers. So you're not having enough crackers to be a meal, but you eat crackers with tuna, and there's a nice amount of tuna in there, and combining the crackers and the tuna, that does get you to a meal's worth. But then, according to the Magen Avraham, you would have to wash on it. Yaakov Kamenetsky says this as well. And therefore, the mazonos rolls causes major issues now, because you're on a plane, you're eating a small mazonos roll, which is not the amount that you need in order to eat a meal. So you would think, I'm good. But if you're eating the mazonos roll together with other meal foods, according to the Magen Avraham, you would have to wash on that now because they're mitzarev to a shir kviya suda. Now, do we say this lamaisa? Probably not. But it's something that we need to be concerned for, to not get yourself into this situation, which causes an even bigger issue. I don't know how much it happens here in Eretz Yisrael, but for sure in America, Kiddush is on Shabbos. If you're going to have pasul b'kisnin, you're going to have crackers or something like that, because in order to be yotze Kiddush makom suda, you have to have a mazonos. So you have your mazonos at your kiddush, and now you're going to eat everything else that's there, the kugel and the deli roll and the sushi and the whatever else there is, that it's enough that you don't even need to eat lunch when you go home. So that is, according to the Magen Avraham, you're going to have major issues, that it's going to be mitzarev to a shir kviya suda that would have required you to wash. So I remember Sobolevsky once saying that you should avoid pasul b'kisnin at kiddushes and just eat noodles, because noodles, your yotze kiddush makom suda, but it doesn't get you into these issues of pasul b'kisnin being mitzarif to the other foods. Or you could just not eat so much. But that's what Rav Sobolevsky said to get out of this issue. Yeah. It's foods that are generally eaten as a meal. Meaning, like, let's say you're going to have cake and stuff like that. So, according to Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, they didn't think that desserts would combine to this.
Unless you're going to a kiddush, I mean, by definition, kiddush is generally not a meal. You can't sit down and eat food.
It depends. What foods are they serving at the meal, though? If those are meal foods, so then it's gonna combine to be a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan raised this issue years ago, and he came up with a Limud Zuchus. He says, Kama gedolim tzaku kekruchya amash nispasha bidoreinu shebeit eze simcha orchim shulchanim kama mine dagim v'kama mine basar v'ochlim impasba v'kisnin v'ochlim below netilas yadayim v'below amotsu birkas amazon. So how is this okay? And they eat a lot of different foods, and there's ain shum safik v'zed tzrichim litil yadayim amotsu birkas amazon. It's really... People complained about it. How is this okay? So he says, "Rova mon Yisrael ain shomer matzah mizeh. Al kein bavade chalila lasos kenach. Ein biyadeno limchos kayadua." Says, but there's nothing for us to be able to do. Ukedei lamik sas zechus, because that's what the job of a rabbi is sometimes. Nir leniyaz dati kula milashon harif shekasa bezeh halashon. Hecha de achala betoras kistem avarich bomi menazonos. Hecha de achala betoras kviyusem avarich ala hamotzi. The Aruch HaShulchan comes up with a tremendous chiddush. It's saying what Judah was saying that it depends how you're eating it. It's not just what you're eating, but how you're eating it. If the way that you are eating it is not an ofen that is keva, rather it's an ofen arai, I mean, you're standing at a kiddush, you're walking around taking different foods and eating, so you're eating a meal's worth, but you're doing it in a way that's not a kavua thing, so he says that's not called kviya suda. It's a tremendous kiddush. He says it himself, he says, kedei lalamek zazuchus. But the only time you run into this problem is if you're eating it ba'ofen kavua, that's called kviya suda. He says, tzarech litchok, so clearly he does not think that this is the best etzah. He's just trying to help out Klal Yisrael who are doing this. Rasher Weiss quotes this, but I don't remember where I saw it. I just wrote in my notes. Rasher Weiss goes with this. But it's a big chiddush to go with this Aruch HaShulchan, as Aruch HaShulchan himself says. Again, it's going to be a problem if you're eating enough of a kviya suda combined with other foods, and you have possible kisnin in there. Shlomo Zalman, brought in the back of the halachos abrachos in Hebrew, says that the Magen Avraham's chumra is only if you eat four beitzim of possible kisnin. So that's obviously not so likely if you're eating at a kiddush. But Rav Moshe in three places says, since our meals we often don't eat a lot of bread. Right, back then their main part of their meal was bread, so they would eat. Give them a dollar beitzim of bread. But we don't really do that anymore, so the halacha changes as well. That in order for the pasa baba kisnin to be mitzarif to everything else, it just has to be the normal amount of pas that you would eat. So if at a regular meal you would just have a piece of challah, and now you're eating everything else, he says, so's too here. If you have a couple crackers, and now you're eating everything else, that's going to be a problem, and therefore you run into issues here. How much is gimel adalah beitzim? I mean, I think in terms of bread, it's probably, I don't know, like if we were talking about a loaf of bread, it's probably, you know, six pieces of bread, something like that. So it's not, yeah, it's a lot. We don't really eat that much bread at any time, unless it's sitting in front of you, I guess, so you continue to eat it. In terms of the pizza itself, you know, you have this issue of which approach you're going to take. Are you going to take the kviya suda approach, that it falls into the Karapasa of a kissing, or you're going to take the approach of it's meal food versus snack food, and therefore pizza is a meal food, and therefore you'd have to wash on it no matter what. But even if you take this first approach, that things which are actually Pasa of a kissing wouldn't require you to wash on if you don't eat enough to be Kovei Suda, when it comes to being Mitzarif to other foods, this Magen Avraham causes us a lot of issues, and you need to be wary of it when you're trying to avoid these issues. So again, pizza itself, if you hold like, let's say, the Star K, that kviya suda is only two slices plus, so then you wouldn't have to wash on two slices because you're not eating anything. But if you're trying to do it with a mezonos roll that's combining with other things, or crackers that are now going to combine with other foods at a kiddush, you're going to run into issues. Other foods that come up in this context that are hot pretzels are, according to everyone, they're going to be mezonos because it's a snack food, and you also don't eat enough to get into a kviya suda, but deli roll is a big shaila, and I've heard stiras between within. Even I asked one rav, and then someone else asked that same rav, and they gave different answers. So, what do you do with deli roll? Because deli roll isn't really a meal food. You wouldn't eat it by itself as a meal, unless that's what the yeshiva is serving you, I guess. But you wouldn't really eat it as just a snack either. So, what category does deli roll really fall into? It's a little unclear. What category deli roll falls into. When I emailed the Star K about it, the guy who was responding didn't know what deli roll was. Thought that was quite humorous. He's like, you mean putting deli on a roll? Isn't that obviously hamotzi? So I explained what it was, but either way, he thought that it would be mezonos, but he wasn't really clear on it since he didn't know the metzias. It's like this story when they asked Rabbi Yashu about pizza. He's like, what's pizza? I think we're missing Kavalan's giving a shear, and he's like, have you ever seen a gadol eat pizza? Gadolim don't eat pizza. I don't know. Either way, deli roll is unclear, so better to wash on it or wash on something else. I don't know. Unclear. Some shuls do serve deli roll out of kiddush, and it's better to have some type of bread there just as an option. There's one more svara that comes up with certain foods, and it would apply to a hot pretzel also. I don't think it was suggested by earlier poskim. I think it was suggested by later poskim. It's brought in Vizosa Bracha. Rav Dov Feinstein brings it as well, that if something is made as a snack, that is an overriding svara that now makes it mezonos no matter what. This comes up with things like Melba toast and baked croutons and a hot pretzel. Also, Rebelsky called this svara amaratzis in an OU tshuva. Rav Schechter defended the svara, even though he himself was masupik about it. But either way, this is brought in the Sefer Zosa Bracha, and Rav Dovid Feinstein brings it as well, that this is an overriding factor that would, anytime something is by definition made as a snack by the company, so it gets you out of washing issues also. And finally, the croutons thing is really not so pushit. One should be aware of that. Those baked croutons, again, you should ask your posik, because the only way to get out of it is by going with this snack, saying that if it's made as a snack, it's not made for a meal at all, so then it gets you out of the issues. But the pashtus, it's, you know, baked bread. They don't bake it as bread and then cut it up, but it's baked just like bread would be baked. And therefore, croutons is not so pashtus. And I asked for Sobolovsky about it one time. He said he's not sure about it, so he washes, but he tells his baal batim that they can make mezonos on it. So I guess if you want to be a yarei shamayim, baal nefesh, those kinds of things, so just wash on everything. My dad, when I was growing up, every meal we would have, every dinner, he would have bread with it. And I was like, why are you having bread? And he always said he doesn't want to get into any brachos issues, so he would wash every time. So then I saw one time in the English Hilchos Brachos Sefer, they bring to wash on bread just for the sake of getting out of Hilchos Brachos issues, so then you don't really want the bread, so then it's not the main thing of the meal, and it doesn't potter all the other foods. But my father didn't really, wasn't really makabel that anyway, but all right, that's that for this topic.